we do have a live report from Payaso out in San Francisco. What's happening?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Bob? This is Payaso. I'm right here at the Civic Center. We're reporting for Free Radio Santa Cruz that the big rally that's happening here for the immigrants' rights, say no to H.R. 4437. I also got some members of Flashpoints right here kicking it with me, and they might say a couple words in just a minute, but check it out. Right now we just had 20,000 people counted out in East Oakland, in Oakland, actually, and then we have the masses growing out here at Embarcadero, and people are still gathering. There's already hundreds and hundreds of people right here at the Civic Center, and people are getting ready to march as well. So what's going on is also we're going to be marching to the federal building at 5 o'clock. So for all those people who are out there, you know, in San Francisco, listening locally, come out and support and wear white because that's the color of peace, and we're trying to claim the peace that we could create as well with this economy. So right now I'm going to pass you over to Dennis Bernstein, and he's going to say a couple words for us and let people know what this struggle is all about.
Sounds good.
You're on Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Dennis?
I'm doing just fine. We just got in from this massive march heading this way.
How many people would you say are there?
It is hard to say. I can just tell you that it went on for some distance, for blocks and blocks and blocks, and they were still emptying into the main march.
Wow, that's awesome. So you're at the Civic Center now?
We are at the Civic Center now. We're going to be awaiting this massive arrival, and then we're going to see who we can talk to in this, what we call this new immigrant revolution civil rights movement.
I just got a call from Santa Cruz. There's like 3,000 or 4,000 people marching here in Santa Cruz. Two different marches. Going to meet at the town.
3,000 or 4,000 people in Santa Cruz marching.
Definitely, that's what
Excellent.
I hear. So it's happening today, and also San Jose is starting to march as well.
Excellent. Well, free speech radio and Free Radio Santa Cruz is one of my favorite stations.
Awesome. What do you got in store for Flashpoints later?
Oh, we talked to a lot of different interesting people about who we met during the march. We talked to them about what was crucial to them. And you're going to meet young people, old people, people of all colors who are telling their story, either why they came here, why this is at the heart of the matter for them. Nora Barros-Friedman, our senior producer, spoke with Matt Gonzalez here, who is one of the few politicians worth speaking to in this country. We spoke to the founder of the International Treaty Council, Tony Gonzalez. We'll be speaking with him on the Flashpoint show. We're going to have a Palestinian perspective strongly represented in this march, and it goes on and on and on.
That's great to hear. So are there a lot of different folks from different walks of life that took off the job today to be there, right?
Let me tell you something. In the Mission District, there wasn't anybody working.
Wow.
And it really does look like this having a major impact. And remember, San Francisco is just one of the side demonstrations. Imagine what it's going to look like in Los Angeles.
I agree. Oh, my God. Yes, this is true. I should look at the IMC there.
Check that out.
I heard there's some protesters blocking the cable cars as well in 9th, 3rd, and 4th are shut down as well in San Francisco.
Oh, I didn't see any cable cars moving in any direction.
Wow, that's awesome.
People were sitting in them and resting.
Has there been any police problems? Have they
no
cracked down?
No police problems yet. Not yet. There is clearly a police presence, and they're getting much better at hiding in buildings and on roofs, so we don't see really who's out here. But you can hear overhead, I believe, a helicopter passing by, and there have been many of those.
Wow. This must be unprecedented, I would have to say.
All right, I'm going to give you back to Pedro, and we thank you for doing the great work you do down there in Santa Cruz and for finding this radio visionary. Here he is.
Thank you. Dennis Bernstein reporting from San Francisco.
Also, hey, what's going on, Bob?
We got Payaso here. Hey, man, how you doing? How's it working there?
It's going well, man. Like Dennis was just saying, you know, we're seeing a lot of police presence around, and basically people need to keep the peace and the nonviolence so that we can keep our protest with a meaningful focus on it and be able to really make a change in our systems and let them know that we control the power, which is the economy that they supposedly have privatized. But right now, I also want to pass right here to Miguel Gavilan Molina, who is who's the co-founder for La Onda Bajita. He's been in the immigrants' rights struggle for a decade, more than a decade now, going on 25 years on KPFA and representing the people, natives movement, and other different struggles that have come up throughout the eras. So here is Miguel Gavilan Molina, and he's going to say a couple words.
Sounds good.
Who were founded by people.
Kibule, how are you?
Hey, how are you, Miguel?
Just right here, just doing coverage over it, bringing the mics to the people, taking the radio to the streets.
So how many would you say are there right now off the top of your head?
I walked, and it's probably anywhere, 100,000.
Wow.
More. I left about an hour ago, and people are still coming.
Wow.
It's huge. It'll probably reach quarter of a million people by the end of the day.
So a lot of folks have not going to school and not working today as well.
Well, hombre, I'll tell you, I've been in Northern California most of my life and been in San Francisco, for the last 30 years, probably, two, three times a week. It's almost a ghost town. It's eerie. It's like, where's the people?
Yes.
It's unreal. Monday, one of the busiest days of the week, and it's, in some areas, it's like a ghost town.
Wow.
And I just got a report here half an hour ago that the march in the East Bay over in Oakland, the marchers just arrived at downtown Oakland about a half an hour ago. That's the front of the march. The end of the march is still in San Leandro.
Wow.
And that's what? That's about how many miles? Maybe, 11, 13 miles away?
Mm-hmm. We also got reports here in Santa Cruz. We got a couple of different thousand people marching from the Beach Flats area, and then from UC Santa Cruz are going to meet at the town clock.
Yeah, it's everywhere. I mean, it is everywhere, not just here. I got reports earlier up in the North Bay, up in Sonoma County. There's up to 12,000 to 15,000 people
wow.
in the wine country coming out.
Wow.
So, agriculture, industry, tourism, all those industries which are dependent on immigrant workers today are literally shut down.
Including the education system as well.
Well, education system, everywhere. There's, schools are closing. It's almost a day off for the teachers because there's just no students. It's unbelievable. It's everywhere. And the difference here, I think, from any other social justice movement in this country, or for that matter, California, is, the anti-war movement is usually adults,
mm-hmm.
Young adults, young people, and adults, even the ecology movement. All those movements are always by adults. This is, strollers. There are hundreds and hundreds of strollers. Mothers, children. This is a family.
Yes.
This is a family movement.
Yes.
It's just, it's unbelievable.
And also the significance of May Day throughout our own history here.
Right, labor. And this is good because this is a wake-up call for labor to get behind the immigrant workers, provide some kind of, safety, for workers, some kind of protection, which right now a lot of immigrant workers, because of their status, have no protection at all in
right.
their work, work areas, work sites.
Right.
And hopefully the unions will get a wake-up call. And they're here today. They're here in force. So
uh-huh.
it's very encouraging to see unions take an active role in this immigrant rights movement.
You've also been producing Flashpoints in Espanol. Is that right, on Fridays?
Right. On Fridays I do that, yes.
And you got some stuff happening as well coming up, I assume.
Well, it's all coming up. We're kind of gearing up for it, getting ready.
Uh-huh.
We have we do that on Fridays. But today we have Flashpoints coming up at 5 o'clock, which is a daily. And we intend to take, hopefully, some of the marchers into our live studios here in the Mission District in San Francisco.
That's great. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us here in Santa Cruz.
All right. Well, you guys keep doing the work, doing great work. Anything that we put up on our audio port you guys want to use, you're more than welcome to.
And we definitely do. Thank you for doing the work that you guys do. It's
thank
awesome.
You so much, compañeros. And you keep doing what you're doing.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Free Radio Santa Cruz 101 FM. That was Miguel Molina. And we did have Payaso there, but I think he is.
Yeah, what up, man?
Hey, man, there you are.
Yeah, I just want to thank Free Radio for being alive and right now in this special moment, you know, because we are taking back our roots and we're coming back strong with this boycott that's, you know, hopefully people will keep it going and take it to a personal level where they understand how materialism really affects them, how these corporations make money off of them and privatize their land, you know. So once again, Free Radio, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in, and let us know what else is going on. I'll be in here for a little while, and then we're going to also have Indy Newswire will be in later. And
all right.
There'll be folks in here all day pretty much.
Great. Thank you, guys, man, once again.
Thanks for calling, Payaso.
Que viva Free Radio.
Viva Free Radio.
Orale,
take care.
Adios.
Free Radio Santa Cruz. That was Payaso. He used to produce a show here on Free Radio Santa Cruz, Payaso's sideshow Monday nights. We have Yomer's sideshow now that's on. And we got thousands and thousands of people in San Francisco as well as the East Bay, Santa Cruz, all over this wonderful country for May Day. People walking off their jobs